Now an update on the shooting at a Michigan high school that left 4 students dead and 7 other people injured. School districts across the Detroit area are closed today amid reports of threatening social media posts. Tuesday's violence at Oxford High School was the deadliest school shooting since May 2018, but there have been 29 school shootings this year alone, according to Education Week. The 15-year-old alleged gunman will be tried as an adult on murder and terrorism charges. Let's bring in Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody, who's covering this story. Steve, what is the latest on the 6 students and 1 teacher who were wounded? How are they doing?
Well, several of them have been released from local hospitals, but there are still several still in hospitals facing in critical condition from the injuries they suffered in the shooting spree.
And what do we know so far about this alleged shooter and the charges that he's facing?
We're learning a little bit more and more about Ethan Crumbly and the charges against him. The charges themselves, as you said, he's facing 4 counts of first-degree murder, a count of terrorism, some assault charges, and also firearms charges. And he's pled not guilty to those charges at the arraignment that they held yesterday.
One of the other notable elements here is that the weapon used in the shooting, which was a semi-automatic pistol, was purchased by the suspect's father just 4 days before the shooting. So do we know, Steve, yet if any charges might be brought against the suspect's parents?
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said yesterday that that is a possibility. She did not go into what those charges could be, but Michigan does have several laws on the books pertaining to a parent's potential criminal exposure if a child has a weapon on school grounds. Also, as a firearms owner, they have certain responsibilities for maintaining the gun safely. So there are potential charges out there. We may learn more about them in the weeks ahead.
One of the other pieces of evidence that has come forward, we understand, Steve, is that the alleged gunman described wanting to attack the school in a video that's been found on his cell phone. What do we know about his motive at this point?
That is one thing we know essentially nothing about. In the video, supposedly, according to prosecutors, he talks about the desire to shoot students on campus. There was a journal in his backpack where he also makes reference to wanting to shoot students on campus. But there's no motive for why he wanted, allegedly, to do this. So that's going to continue to be an effort that the prosecutors are going to make to look for an actual motive. The suspect is not cooperating with authorities, neither are his parents, so we're unlikely to learn from those sources why he may have wanted to do this.
I see. Beyond searching for a motive, then, what is likely to come next in the investigation? I understand that, like a lot of public places, the school has a lot of video cameras and that the investigators have a lot of footage to pore over.
Yes, there's a lot of video footage that still has to be cataloged by investigators. Oxford High School also has about 1,800 students, and prosecutors and investigators are going to want to talk to all of them, as well as teachers and school staff, and those in the community who know the suspect and know his family. So they have a lot of physical evidence to go through as well from the crime scene, as well as all this other social media information that they still have to continue to go through and digest and, again, search for a motive and search for additional information about why and how this was done.
And, Steve, we mentioned at the top that school districts around the area are closed. It sounds like it must just be a community on edge. In the moment we have you, can you just describe the mood right now?
Obviously people in the Oxford area are still in shock from what happened. And a lot of school districts around the area, they're concerned that a copycat shooter might do the same thing. So there's a great deal of concern that this could repeat itself.
All right. That's Michigan Radio reporter Steve Carmody. Thanks for doing the painful work.
Thank you.